for sure. Well, I got your text there from the filament that yesterday for the Sunlue stuff. I've used Sunlue stuff before. So that's, I've had good luck with that. I haven't had any problem with that. This other stuff, I'm not really sure on this how it's going to work out, but we will find out once it comes in, I guess.
Okay, well, I guess the other stuff was Telugu. Telugu wasn't Sunlue, it was Telugu. I've used Sunlue and I've used Telugu, and I've had good luck with both of them, but, yeah, that's, wasn't a bad deal. That was all PETG for $10 a spool. That's a good price. PCABOA.
Yeah, you are correct. What you sent me was the Elegoo stuff, and then I also looked up what Sunlue was, which is about the same price, about $10 a spool. So that's not too bad. I don't know how it compares with PETG, the HF PETG from Bamboo. That's what I use most of the time. But I figure I'm going to use the better stuff that has all the RFDI chips in it on my color unit, because that way it sets everything all up automatically and I don't have to do anything, whereas I still have to manually load on the other printer, so it doesn't matter really what I use because I got to set it up anyhow. So we'll figure this out. This is a, God, what was it? I can't even think of the name of it offhand. But one of the YouTubers was talking about it and said they had good results with it. So I said, well, for $10 a spool, I'll give it a try. I'm printing more in PETG now than in PLA. So just for some of the properties that it has over the PLA. But we'll see.